Few people have had a bigger impact on Oklahoma than early governor and framer of the state's constitution, Alfalfa Bill Murray. But state impact's Robbie Korth reports, Murray's racist beliefs are now sparking conversations to change the way Oklahomans remember him today.
When Oklahoma A&M officials told Alfalfa Bill Murray they wanted to put his name on a university building in 1935, he wasn't sure it was a good idea.
I said, don't do it. It'll look mighty bad when the politician, next governor, comes along and wipes the name off.
But leaders at the Stillwater University, now Oklahoma State, convinced Murray it was the right thing to do. And he was proud of it, as can be heard in a talk he gave at the school in 1952. He did turn out to be right, though. His name was removed from Murray Hall earlier this year by the university's Board of Regents.
Oklahoma State is committed to eliminating systemic racism and embracing our responsibility as an institution of learning to find solutions to inequality and injustice. Removing the Murray name is one such step.
That's OSU President Burns Hargis shortly after the name was stripped. Murray was an avowed racist and anti-Semite. In his 1952 talk in Stillwater, he freely used a racial slur for black people and chuckled about intimidating them in public. But so many places bear Murray's name today, especially in South Central Oklahoma. There's Murray County, 80 miles south of Oklahoma City, Murray Lake near Ardmore, and Murray State College in the former governor's adopted hometown, Tishomingo. 86-year-old Tishomingo resident Novice Boyd remembers him about town.
He would be, could be seen going to the post office usually, smoking his cigar and chewing tobacco. Everybody remembers the tobacco juice coming down each corner of his mouth.
Boyd recalls singing in the Methodist choir at Murray's funeral, which was a major affair in Tishomingo. His presence can still be felt there today, and she says the outsized impact he has there would be impossible to erase, even if the Murray name was taken off everything, which she really wouldn't want to see, even though she knows that Murray was racist and crude. For better or worse, Murray left a mark on Oklahoma, says Bob Blackburn, the Oklahoma Historical Society's executive director.
We have never had another elected official who comes even close to Alfalfa Bill's influence on Oklahoma government.
And that influence had an impact on the state far beyond the names of a lake, county, and college. The Constitution, which is one of the longest of any state, is filled with Murray's ideas. And to understand the state's history, you have to understand the context of the times and the politics of Murray and his contemporaries.
Without understanding this very conservative American exceptionalism and belief in white superiority, you can't understand Alfalfa Bill.
A distinguished Oklahoma State alum, Blackburn thinks that removing the name from the OSU building was the right thing to do.
We have to acknowledge him. We have to study him. He's got to be in the history books. He's got to be in the museum exhibits. Do we need to honor him with names? Probably not.
But Blackburn says he wouldn't make that decision for people in South Central Oklahoma, where Murray's name is very common. And people there don't really seem to be thinking of it much, says Joy McDaniel, president of Murray State College.
This issue really, as far as I am aware, has not been raised in our campus community.
McDaniel says she paid careful attention when it came up at Oklahoma State, where she went to college. But because of the disruption of the coronavirus pandemic, she's unsure what students and faculty think of the name at the moment. She's more worried about prepping the campus for an uncertain fall.
You know, if something like a name or anything is viewed as detrimental to our beliefs or a disservice to the opportunities we provide, you know, that is certainly a subject that we would be willing to address.
To McDaniel, the Murray State name transcends the man, and many people in the region have little to no idea who the man behind the moniker really was.
I take pride in Murray State College as I know it. The name is only a name.
The decisions to rename geographic features like Lake Murray would be up to the federal government, and the state legislature would be the ultimate arbiter on names of state parks, counties, and even Murray State College. The question is whether the national conversation about honoring such controversial historical figures reaches the Oklahoma Capitol. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.